Tonight, we remember the martyrs of Japan, a particular group of them under the Dominican family. There were many martyrs of Japan over the years, and it seems to have begun towards the end of the 16th century, like the 1590s or 1580, something like that, when the emperor, whatever his title is, started to ask or prohibit Christianity. And at first he prohibited it, and nobody paid attention. They kept going about their way, doing what they wanted to do. So that didn't settle out too well. And then, because there had been an openness to Christianity, missionaries, all this. But it seems that the emperor was a little perturbed because the Spanish, not the missionaries so much, but the Spanish government had taken over the Philippines after converting the populace. And so that seems to be what was the fear in Japan. And so it got a little more forceful to follow the ways of the ancestors, whatever their religion is. And so the crackdown became more intense. And some of these, and there were many, there were apparently around 400 known martyrs of this time period, around about a 50-year period from the end of the 1590s into the early 1640s or so. And some of them were Dominicans of the Dominican family, friars and lay people. And those were we were remembering. And it seems that one of them, who we remember the most today, is San Lorenzo Ruiz, St. Lawrence Ruiz, a Filipino layman, married man. It was Chinese-Filipino descent. And apparently, he was accused of killing a Spaniard. And that kind of frightened him. So he knew that if he got caught with that, he didn't stand a chance. So he decided to leave. And he was going to go to Macau, another island. And he got on a ship that was leaving. And on that ship, there were some Dominican friars. And they were on that ship because they were going to Japan. They knew about persecution, and they were going there to die. And so San Lorenzo, in a way, was kind of asked as they were going, because they didn't end up in Macau, they were skipped that, and they were going to Japan, and he wasn't told until they were almost there, you know, we're going to Japan, and we're going there to die. How about you? That's a kind of what we call an important moment in one's life. And he had to make that decision to continue with them, which he did. But still, it was not easy. They got on the land, and almost immediately, or shortly after arriving, they were arrested. And it seems that one of the priests, during the torture, denied Jesus. And he wasn't killed because that wasn't their plan. It was to get that rejection out of them to be a witness to others. And so he was sent back to the prison. And so San Lorenzo has this, again, making a decision. And the other priests and the other lay people who were in prison with them counseled and consoled this one priest who had the weak moment. And he changed his heart again, accepted Jesus, and made it known to the guards. And so they proceeded to take him and kill him. And the rest then were tortured and died. And San Lorenzo had, as I say, these moments where he had to make this choice. And he made the choice for Jesus. And it's the famous line that he said, "If I had 1,000 lives, I would give all of them to Jesus. I would die 1,000 times for Jesus." And it is a witness to us that, you know, there are, things don't always go the way we want. And we have to make those choices that God is calling us to follow the Lord. In our office of reading, or our office tonight, the antiphons were very appropriate from St. Paul. The sufferings that I have are filling up what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ. So he's uniting himself with the Lord and suffering in his way to be united with the Lord, who suffered everything for everyone, but not the particularities. And so he recognized that. And that the sufferings of this life are as nothing compared to the glory that is to be revealed. And so Paul had received that grace of God and could see differently what was happening, see God at work in his life. And San Lorenzo and his companions were the same. They could see God working in their life. This was part of God's plan for them. And it's God's grace that helped them to be faithful to the end. And you can read the story more fully of the really extreme tortures that they endured and remained faithful to the end. But they are interceding for us as well. That in our life, things don't always go the way we want. And we are called to accept it as part of God's plan for us. To see as God sees. To recognize that the sufferings of this life are nothing compared to the glory that is to be revealed. To believe that there is a glory to be revealed. And they help us to get there. And so we are praying also for those who find it difficult to accept their cross, who maybe have, like that priest, rejected God because it was too much for them, because they relied on themselves. But that through the intercession of San Lorenzo and his companions, through the intercession of their family and friends, that they can have that change of heart to accept it and to recognize that their sufferings are part of God's plan for the salvation of the world. To recognize that their sufferings is bringing about what Peter says here, our faith's goal is our salvation by purifying us, that they may be faithful and they may recognize the beauty and the joy, the goodness of following the Lord. That his grace is with us always, always available. His saints interceding for us, especially our mother and the church, that we pray that we too can be faithful in all of the twists and turns of life to again and again and again choose Jesus, who is leading us through the cross to eternal life.